from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. and Russia agree to a ceasefire in Syria. The U.S. and Russia are reported to have agreed upon a plan for a ceasefire in Syria starting on Saturday. Officials and diplomats quoted by Western news agencies on condition of anonymity said the truce would exclude attacks on Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda al-Nusra Front. Earlier, the U.S. strongly condemned a series of deadly bombings in Syria claimed by ISIS, while Russia said the attacks were aimed at derailing the peace efforts. A U.S. State Department statement called them barbaric attacks and called on all parties to the conflict, especially the Syrian regime and forces supporting it, to support a cessation of hostilities that can begin to de-escalate the civil war, which continues to sustain ISIS and other terrorist groups. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye again Monday, days after he lost a presidential election that he says was fraudulent. Joe Craig has this from Kampala for VOA.
It was the latest in a series of arrests for Kizza Besigye, who lost Thursday's elections to incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. Attorney Peter Magella is a project manager at Chapter 4, a Kampala-based civil rights organization. He says a candidate can file a challenge to election results with the Supreme Court within 10 days of the announcement of the results.
If the ruling government believes it won the vote genuinely, let him challenge, because if there is no evidence, he will still lose in court.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is due in the South Sudan capital of Juba on Thursday. That'll be his second visit since the country gained its independence in 2011. Mr. Ban's visit comes as implementation of the peace agreement signed last August between President Salva Kiir and his former vice president Riek Machar is proceeding only slowly. Machar has reportedly said he will only travel to Juba to form a national unity government when nearly 3,000 of his troops and police are in the capital. Kenyan police have received at least 30 armored personnel carriers to be used in areas of the country worst hit by terrorism. As Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi, security analysts say that that's a good step, but Kenya needs to do more to win the war against Al-Shabaab.
In an effort to protect and equip police officers, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta authorized 30 armored personnel carriers to be deployed in the northeastern and coastal regions to fight militants crossing into the country. Analyst Jan St. Pierre, who runs the Berlin-based security firm, Mosikon.
I think it's a very good sign. I think President Kenyatta and the Kenyan government is finally understanding that fighting a terrorist group like Al-Shabaab requires that all parties be involved and not just elite troops or the military.
The Al-Qaeda-linked group that has vowed to attack Kenya as long as its forces are still based in Somalia. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenya sent troops to Somalia in 2011 to fight Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda-linked group that has vowed to attack Kenya, as long as its forces are still based in Somalia. The partisan fight over a Supreme Court vacancy reaches the capital when the Senate gavels on Monday, VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
For weeks, or possibly the remainder of the year, the Senate will be ground zero for a ferocious battle to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 9 days ago. With the ideological tilt of the Supreme Court at stake, Republicans want the vacancy filled by the next president, not Barack Obama. They have the power to withhold confirmation of any Obama nominee and run out the clock on the administration. Senate Democrats are crying foul and have the power to block almost all legislation indefinitely in protest, effectively grinding Congress to a halt. The White House is vetting potential nominees and could name a selection any day. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada with billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump looking to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses over his main rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.